This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. On the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show on the phone Adrian Kelly. Adrian is the President of the Real Estate Institute of Australia. Good morning, Adrian. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Great, thanks.
Look, it's a pleasure. Last week, I think it might have been last week or the week before, we actually had a chat to Dr. Chris Martin from University of New South Wales, Sydney, talking about this whole challenge that we face between landlords and tenants, and I'm talking more specifically residential there. We've seen the situation where there's a bit of, well, there's legislation I think already happened in a couple of states, coming up in Victoria. I wanted your take, Adrian, that I think one of the big questions people have, let me give you an example. I don't, but I'm a tenant. I say to my landlord, I've got some difficulties paying the rent. It's $1,000 a month. I can only pay $500. I know that, or I'm assuming, I'm not going to be able to be evicted if I don't pay. What is going to be the mechanism for the landlord and the tenant? Is that rent reduction, if it's agreed on, is that rent merely waived or is it a rent holiday? So it will accrue and then be payable at some time in the future. What's your understanding of the legislation?
Look, that is a really good question. And if I can go back a step, this started to play out for us probably about 4 weeks ago. Mm. And it was when Qantas stood down their 20,000 employees. And I remember it clearly because that was a Saturday. And it was on that day that our phone started ringing from some of those employees who were tenants who obviously were no longer be able to afford to pay the rent. But the really interesting thing that happened, and this is why we knew we had an even bigger problem on our hands, was that we also started receiving phone calls from some property owners who had also lost their jobs. So it was a bit of a double whammy for us in the sense that we had tenants in strife and we also had property owners in strife. And most property owners around Australia only own one investment property, so they're hardly property moguls, if that makes sense. And they've got families and kids to feed as well. So all of a sudden, everyone was in the same boat and the real estate agent was stuck in the middle. So what we wanted to try and see was some sort of national framework, like what has occurred for commercial tenancies, so that all of the property owners and tenants right around Australia knew what the ground rules were, for want of a better term, in dealing with this mess. But unfortunately, all of the individual states couldn't agree. So what's happened is there's legislation in place in some states already. You know, I take my hat off to the Tasmanian government. They got their legislation in place over 3 weeks ago. And so Tasmanian tenants and property owners are pretty settled at the moment. But there are other states, such as yours in Victoria, which are still yet to implement their legislation. And the legislation varies a little bit from state to state. But the Victorian government have put out their guidelines, and the guidelines are pretty clear. So right across the country, if you've lost your job and you can't afford to pay the rent, you won't be evicted. And I've been very strong on supporting that right from day one, because if the proverbial did hit the fan with regards to this virus and Australia had to be locked down, then everyone needs a roof over their head. And that's really what this was about. And then now the secondary issue has come into play, which is the economic one, which is people losing their employment and not being able to pay the rent. So whether it's a rent holiday or a rent waiver really depends on what the states want to introduce. In Victoria, it'll be a rent holiday, but the debt will still continue to accrue. So when we come out of this emergency period, or whatever we want to call it, the tenant will need to still make arrangements to repay the outstanding rent. Now, in a practical sense, that's going to be quite difficult for a tenant who has accrued this debt. They're still unemployed. So how do we manage that? And I think that the easiest way to manage that is for the tenant and the landlord to get their heads together and to come to some sort of an arrangement. And I must admit, I've seen examples already where property owners have had a tenant in their property for a long period of time, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, and they'd much rather take a haircut and come to an arrangement with the tenant. And so when the tenant gets back on their feet and back in the workforce, then everyone can continue on. So, property owners with mortgages, which most people do, they can hit the pause button on the mortgage. But as we all know, the mortgage still continues to accrue interest. So at the end of this emergency period, the mortgage as it stands today will be larger anyway. So the property owners still have to repay all of that. And as I said before, many of our property owners have also lost employment as well. So I guess I'm just trying to demonstrate that the issue is very, very complex. But for your listeners, of which the majority would be in Victoria, I suggest that they jump online and have a look at the Victorian legislation, because that will provide the answers.
I'm interested in what all this means for the landlord themselves. We've talked a fair bit about the tenants and the tenants' rights and supporting tenants during this very difficult time. But what about landlords who you've painted a picture of most landlords, you know, perhaps having one or so properties. But what about those landlords who have a portfolio property and that's their main income source? What happens to them?
Yeah, well, they're really they're the forgotten class, as I would call them. So these are people who have a number of investment properties. They don't receive any government assistance or support at all, including pensions. So they rely quite heavily on the income from those properties in order for them to live their own normal life. So the question is, what does happen? They'll obviously need to rely on savings, just like everybody else at the moment. But the real sleeper issue for us around those landlords and those who do have mortgages and have lost employment is the outgoings. And when I say outgoings, I'm talking about things like municipal rates, water, in most cases, body corporate fees in the case of apartments, and land tax is the big one. And none of those are going to go away. They're going to keep accruing as well. And I've seen some of those councils and state governments start to talk about some sort of release in the form of deferrals. But I don't think deferrals is really going to cut it. And everybody's going to cop a hit out of this. That's just the way it is. And so, unfortunately, a lot of those government departments and state governments are probably going to have to experience the same bit of pain that we all are. But that's yet to play out. This has only been happening for 4 weeks, and it could go on for quite some time, depending on what happens with employment across the country.
Macca and Tass on Saturday Magazine. We're speaking with Adrian Kelly, the President of the Real Estate Institute of Australia. First off, Adrian, I want to thank you for your time this morning. I know you're probably pretty busy, particularly dealing with, you know, some of your member inquiries. For our listeners, whether they be a landlord or a tenant, where can they go? And let's talk about Victoria for a start. Where can people go to get information about how this impacts them, whether they're a landlord or a tenant? What options are open to them?
As soon as the legislation is passed in Victoria, the Real Estate Institute of Victoria will have excellent information available for everybody. And that information will be disseminated to the agents. And really the first port of call for those tenants who are in strife is to talk to the agent, because all we want to do is to be able to come to an arrangement between yourself and our property owner so that everybody pops out at the other end of this in reasonable shape. Can I just talk about landlord insurance very quickly, because this is a problem for us. And there's been a lot of mixed messaging around some estate agents sending heavy-handed eviction letters to tenants, which in the current environment is really quite inappropriate. The problem that we have with some of the landlord insurance companies at the moment, and we're working on this, is that under normal circumstances, when a tenant doesn't pay their rent, we have to start sending letters of demand, if you like. So there's quite a process for us to go through in terms of sending those letters. And those letters show no compassion whatsoever, I'd have to say. So here we've got the government saying, you won't be evicted if you've lost your job and can't pay your rent. And then we've got the estate agent sending out letters, which the insurance companies require us to do in order to go through a process so the property owner can claim potentially on their insurance policy. So I just want your tenants who are listening to understand that if they're receiving letters like that at the moment, it's purely a process that we need to go through. And don't hold it against us, because we're working with the insurance companies to see if we can streamline that, because obviously there's no procedure manual for the mess that we're in at the moment. So thanks for letting me get that message across.
Okay. We have run out of time, Adrian, and look, you know, I'm sure this isn't going to be over for a while. As this plays out, we'd love to speak to you again. It's really important that everyone's well informed about what their options are, what's happening. So, look, I thank you for that. I thank you for your time. And stay safe, stay in, and, of course, stay listening to Joy.
I love Joy FM, so happy to chat again whenever you like.
Thanks very much.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.